And oh, by the way, congratulations to the state of Missouri, the top 10 most miserable places to live. We made the top 10. We're number 8.
Oh, yeah.
The 8th most miserable state to live in. Oh, here are the numbers, and I'll tell you what it says about Missouri. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Says the economic confidence of Missouri residents improved considerably between 2012 and 2013. Despite this, residents had some of the worst outlooks about their lives in 2013. How do they know that? I guess you had to fill out a big survey.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your life? Horrible.
Yeah.
One half of residents surveyed said they were thriving last year, among the lowest rates in the nation, with a high number of residents experiencing stress, as well as a relatively low number of reported having smiled or laughed within the last day. They're not listening to us.
Oh, no, they can't be.
Missouri ranked among the worst states for emotional health. The answer to all of this, this show.
Yep.
Think about it. How sad that there are enough people not listening that it has affected our standing as a miserable state and made us the 8th most miserable state to live in. Residents said they hadn't smiled or laughed within the last 24 hours.
Hmm. Man, what a life that is.
You know, they're listening to Kilcoin. That's got to be it.
Oh.
That's what they're listening to.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding, either that, Martin.
Either that or they're married.
Well, you don't laugh or smile. That's the great thing about taking a break and coming to this show, especially if you're married.
Yeah.
Then you can laugh or smile. So back to the snake thing and the tongues deal. One other quick bit of information, then we'll get to your calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Oh, by the way, it's Maggiano's restaurant. I said when you
the
grand opening at First Community Credit Union, the new location across from the Galleria. You can register for a $100 gift certificate to Maggiano's. I was running out of time, and I cut a syllable off there. So sorry about that. Oh, and Thompson Price, here's how great this audience is. I just got a text from Tom Price. 4 people within 60 seconds came in for passes to the home show. And he said, we close the showroom at 4 o'clock. I mean, boom, within 60 seconds. So they close the showroom at 4 o'clock, and I need to mention that. But tomorrow, first thing when they open, get in there and get your passes to the home show. No need to pay when you can go for free. Now, one last thing about these snake-handling weirdos, and then we'll let it go unless you, for some reason, want to keep talking about it, or the tongues thing. Or anything else, this Jamie Coots, who's the son, I believe it was Gregory Coots, who just died, was featured in National Geographic on their channel called Snake Salvation. I've watched some of these. In 2013, last year, he was cited for legal possession of transportation of venomous snakes with 3 rattlesnakes and 2 copperheads. They were discovered during a vehicle check. Now, can you imagine the cop pulling you over? That's the last thing they're probably expecting. Got any ammunition, any guns in the car, anything I should know about? Well,
yeah.
And then the cop opens the trunk or something, and there's rattlesnakes and copperheads. That's something I don't think you're expecting as a cop. And one last thing that I thought was very interesting. In the state of Georgia, until 1968, it was not only against the law. Snake handling was not only illegal, it was a felony, and you could get the death penalty.
Whoa.
That was repealed in 1968. It was implemented in 41. So from 41 to 68, you could get, I don't know that anybody did, but you could get the death penalty for snake handling. So there you have it. Mr. Coots continues to handle the snake that killed his daddy. Rich is on the phone. Hello, Rich.
Okay. Hello, I'm aiming the PM.
Well, we know that. How are you? What's going on?
Well, I was going to mention something about these snake handlers, but that thing you just said about Georgia, I wonder if they were put to death by lethal injection.
Hey, let the snake kill him.
Exactly, lethal injection. Let the snake inject him.
There you go.
But I've seen some of these, a couple of documentaries on these snake handling churches, and the thing that I just couldn't get past, besides the fact that they're playing with these snakes and kissing them and everything else, is it just me, or do they all look like they're stuck in the 1970s with the way that they dress and speak?
Make it the 1930s. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. In the actual snake handling churches, there's a dress code, and you have to have uncut hair, ankle length dresses, no cosmetics for women, short hair and long sleeve shirts for men, and no use of tobacco or alcohol. Heaven forbid you'd endanger your health with tobacco or alcohol while you're handling poisonous snakes. Hmm. But they do have a strict, and by the way, they dress very much like these Amish or the polygamy people, those real frumpy dresses.
The Mennonites,
they look very much like that, yeah. And what that has to do with anything, I don't know, the way you're dressed, but that's what
right,
they say.
But, yeah, I'm also kind of wondering if some of these, I guess it's a pastor in these churches. I'm not even sure what you
would they're called pastors.
Okay. I wonder if some of these pastors don't get a false sense of security, because just if you get bitten by a venomous snake doesn't mean that the snake is going to inject you with the venom. You know, that's actually two different things there. So I wonder if some of them get bit and the snake doesn't inject the venom, and then they think to themselves, I must be on God's, at the right hand of God, because I just got bit by this snake and nothing happens, and they just keep on going and pushing their luck until that snake
you're thinking,
I'm sorry, can I say that?
Rich, you're thinking too much. You shouldn't give that much thought to these knuckleheads. I don't know. I'm not a herpetologist. I don't know if a poisonous snake strikes you, if they ever strike and hold back the venom, or if they're out of venom. I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy anyway.
And I guess my very last thought is, you were saying something about the health of these snakes. I wonder, since a snake is a cold-blooded animal, if before they start handling these snakes, if they don't put them in a very cool room beforehand to make them even more sluggish than they already would be if they're in poor health from not being fed and watered properly.
Well, then you're not very sure in your faith, because if you really believe God's going to protect you, bring it on. Bring it
but
on.
If,
Heat
but
and
if,
all.
Like you were saying with some of these other pastors with the speaking in tongues, where they've admitted they've just kind of faked it, if they're trying to keep their following faithful, even though they may have a wavering in their own faith.
Well, there you go. That's a good point.
Do something to keep these people coming in.
That's a good point. I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich.
My pleasure.
I actually think on one of those documentaries they said something about that, keeping them kind of, cool so they weren't as agitated. Well, wait a minute. You either have the power of the Holy Spirit to protect you or you don't. Have you heard that scripture? Drink poison.
Yeah.
Drink poison. Not going to hurt you. Tim's on here. Hello, Tim.
AM in the Missouri PM.
There you go. The eighth most miserable state in the United States.
I'm trying to figure that one out. I called Dan. I had a call. I pipeline for a living. I'm a pipeline corrosion technician.
Okay.
I've been in 30 of the 50 states, or 57 states, whatever Obama says there are, but I love when I come home, welcome to Missouri.
Yeah.
Thank God, have mercy. I will tell you one thing. When you're traveling east on 70, or actually west on 70, and you're leaving Ohio, there's a blue arch that goes across the entire highway. And my favorite part of Ohio is when I see that blue arch in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, it means you're leaving.
That means I'm leaving.
Yeah, the only thing.
And when I get home to Missouri, beautiful state, friendly people. It's got KTRS and Frank Opinion. What the hell else could be better?
Wow, he couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Tim. This stuff, you know what? This stuff, I don't know who pays any attention to this stuff. Most miserable, eighth most miserable, based on what? You could change the questions and have us come out on top. It's the best. It's just how they decided to pose the questions and what it is they zeroed in on. Gary is here. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Frankie. I'm the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Frank, do you know why they had to eliminate the death penalty for handling snakes?
No, I don't.
It's double jeopardy.
Well, he's got a good point there. Got a good point.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, did you see the videos of those Corvettes, what happened to them?
Yes. The sinkhole?
Oh, bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you,
Gary.
Have
a good night. Bye.
Yeah, I'm sure the people who are the heart. You know, I've been watching a lot lately. Not a lot, but a few episodes. You ever see these Jay Leno's garage things online?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Go YouTube and just type in Jay Leno's garage. There are all kinds of, and they're, you know, 10, 15 minutes long, and he'll take a car, and he'll tell you all about it, and he'll take it out on the road, and they go, somebody goes out, and this Jay Leno just goes out in public and just drives these things. It's really interesting. And then on one of them, Tim Allen comes over to Jay's garage because Tim is a big car guy. And then I found a related video where I went to a video where Tim Allen welcomes you to his garage, and he's got this massive collection of stuff.
Oh, yeah. He was in, they were doing something with Jay, and Tim Allen was there in Jay's garage, and they were talking cars.
Jay had a Corvair, the one that I watched last night, and he brought the guy in on camera. He goes, come over here, Jim, or whatever the guy's name was. The guy he bought the car from, he did a whole, 15-minute thing with the guy that sold Jay the car. And everything there was to know about it. He saved every piece of paper. There were only 100 of these Corvairs ever, and this was 54 out of 100. It was really pretty fascinating, but what you get from it is Jay Leno is, he knows cars. I mean, this guy, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody who can talk the talk better than Jay Leno. I mean, from the tires that were original standard equipment to what the options were and the shifters and the carburetor. I mean, he knows inside and out, I think, everything in his garage. He knows everything about
it. And he can actually work on them, too, I think, can't
yeah.
he?
Oh, no, yeah. No, he can. Let's get Ed in here. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Doing good, Frank. You guys?
Let me check. How we doing?
Good, Ed.
Great.
We're doing great, Ed.
Excellent. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the venomous snakes. They can give a dry bite.
That's the kind I want, by the way. If they bite me, that's the bite I want, the dry bite.
Yeah.
Right. And that was always the old wives' tale, old husband's tale, that the venomous babies were more toxic than the adults. They just didn't have the muscle control not to inject you with their toxins. And the proper term's venomous, not poisonous, okay?
Well, what's the difference?
Poisonous is like Brussels sprouts and sauerkraut.
Brussels sprouts are poisonous?
Oh, yeah, they're horrible.
I didn't know that.
God tried making cabbage the first time, screwed up, and left it here. poisonous is something that you ingest or inhale or absorb. Venom is something that's injected into your system.
All right, now, wait a minute here. We're learning this for this. Did you guys know this?
No.
This is the first I've heard of this. Venom. Do that again. Venomous is what?
Something that's injected into you, like bee toxin or Gila monster venom or, rattlesnake poisons or something that can be ingested, absorbed, or inhaled.
Okay, but now you have to, that's really getting really specific. You do realize most people call them poisonous snakes. It may not technically be correct,
yeah,
but that's what most people call it.
Oh, we've had this conversation.
That's why I'm always happy when politicians want to try to outlaw poisonous snakes. I'm like, great, they don't exist.
We've had this discussion before where somebody called in and said it's venomous snakes.
Any snake with fangs is considered venomous. So
yeah.
Non-venomous snakes, or if you want to do non-poisonous, they don't have fangs, don't have venom glands.
Okay, you seem to know a lot. Have you been bitten? You have?
Yeah.
You've been bitten by a venomous snake?
Yeah. I lucked out, though. It hit a ring I had, but I've been bitten by some non-venomous snakes. It hurt so bad, I thought, there was going to be some bad words coming out of my mouth, and all that came out was, yeah.
Well, you were speaking in tongues. That's what happened.
Yeah.
A snake bit you, and you start speaking in tongues.
Not necessarily forked tongues, but some sort of tongue.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
All right, have a good day.
I got bitten by it was like a garter snake or something. And when you see it bite you, even those little, their heads open real wide. and it's a horrible looking thing when you see it. And I looked down and it was biting me, and I don't care if it was a garter snake or not. What I saw scared me to death, because in my mind it was the sight of a snake biting me.
Yeah,
now, that's
no,
all
never
I saw.
Had that. I don't think I want to see that.
Yeah, and then I mentioned it to somebody, and they said, "Oh, you're going to be real sick," and I never did get sick. But I sat, honest to goodness, I sat the rest of the day waiting to get sick. I thought, okay, when's it coming? Any minute, and I didn't get sick. But looking at it was. It gave me a weird feeling. I cannot imagine. And, you know, there are people that have been bitten by, I almost said poisonous, by venomous snakes, and the snake's fangs are hanging in them. They can't shake it off. Now, that, you know what? You want to have a heart attack? The venom won't have to kill you, because the heart attack is you're trying to shake off a rattlesnake, and his fangs are dug into you and won't come out. Yeah, I'm dead. Dead from a heart attack. And then, did you ever cut a snake's head off?
No.
And the body keeps moving?
Body keeps going, and the head, I think, is still alive. I think the head can still bite you. I could be wrong about
that. No, I think
you're
right.
The venom is in the sacs behind the fangs, and I think the head can still bite you.
I think you're right.
Now, young people who've been listening, what did you notice about this show today? And that's right. It's the learning show.
Mm-hmm.
And you learned, one, not to call them poisonous, call them venomous. You learned about tongues. You learned about religion. My goodness, there's no other show like it. I'm so proud to be associated with this.
Hey, is Illinois in there on that
I didn't
list?
See any churches in Illinois.
No, not churches. The for the Missouri being the
Oh, you know what? I know that the worst, most miserable state is West Virginia. I don't think Illinois was. It was a lot of southern states: Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee. Those were miserable states to live in. I don't remember seeing Illinois. I'd have to pull the list back up again. But the number one, and I should have mentioned this, the most miserable state. By the way, this one actually makes sense to me: West Virginia.
Yeah.
The most miserable place you can live. 8th out of the 50 is the state of Missouri. Joe Hipperson will join us shortly. He's going to tell you what's out on DVD and CD. I'm going to tell you about American Equity Mortgage. And I'm going to tell you that for 21 years they've been part of the show. And that for 21 years, a little over 21 years, which is how long they've been in business, they've saved a lot of people a lot of money. They've taken people from being renters to homeowners. Replace a rental payment with a mortgage payment. Now you have a tax deduction. Now you pay less in taxes. You're also building equity. You own something. Something hopefully you can sell and make some money on. Can't do that when you rent. Now if you already own a home, you have equity. Use the equity to borrow money. I doubt that for the rest of your life, you're going to never have to borrow money again. It's probably not going to happen. Something's going to come up and you're going to need money. How are you going to borrow it? Are you going to take out some sort of payment plan with a furniture store, or work out something with another financial institution to pay off a wedding or tuition or hospital or whatever it is? No. You're going to go to American Equity Mortgage as a homeowner and say, this is the money I need. And they don't really even need to know what it's for. All they need to know is that you have equity in your house and you're good to go. The interest rate is low because the current mortgage rates are still low. And probably mostly going to be a tax deduction because it's going to be rolled into your house payment. They'll tell you how it works, and they work real fast, and they've done this for over 21 years for a lot of people, saved a lot of people a lot of money. And the number one, public enemy number one on this bad debt is credit cards. Credit cards are fine if you can pay the full amount off every month. If you're going month after month after month making minimum payments, knock it off. Get the balance back to zero. They'll show you how to do it. They'll help you. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, 314-878-9999.
Time to look at traffic now. See how things are rolling out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, really, it's not that bad out there yet, Dan. You've got a little bit of off-the-pace traffic, we'll call it, on northbound 170 between 70 and 270. Westbound 70, a little heavy as you go past the airport. We're looking at westbound 40, picking up volume now between Hampton and McCausland, again between Mason and Maryville Center. And then they're still working with that the construction on westbound 270, just west of the Canal Bridge. The right lane is down. Traffic is backing up to Highway 203. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes. People you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Elijah McCoy was born in 1844 and had a knack for taking things apart and putting them back together. He was lucky enough to study mechanical engineering in Edinburgh, Scotland. After the Emancipation Proclamation, he moved to Ypsilanti, Michigan. Even though he finished his studies as a master mechanic engineer, no one would hire him in that capacity. He took a position as a fireman on a steam locomotive, shoveled coal, and made sure all the working parts were well oiled. He designed and patented a way to automate that labor-intensive task, which was used on every steam engine since. He also designed a movable ironing board and the long sprinkler. Elijah McCoy left behind a legacy of excellent inventions and his name because of his standard for superiority, the real McCoy.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider from the beautiful city founded in 1786 in the Valley of Flowers, the oldest and largest town in the county.
I am Blackjack Mayor Norm McCourt, representing the host city of this year's Mayor Shamrock Ball, located at the beautiful Del Mar Garden Complex on Parker Road.
I'm Mayor Matthew Robinson from the great city of Hayeswood, the economic engine of Lambert Field and home of Boeing.
I'm James Knowles, mayor of the city of Ferguson, a modern progressive community with an historic small-town friendly charm.
Join us to support Valley Industries Shelter Workshop. Put on your best green and join our lavish Irish ball in a cruise ship setting.
We look forward to seeing you at Del Mar Gardens on Saturday night, March 8th, for a captivating evening of entertainment, food, and fun.
Four dapper mayors will welcome you wearing top hat, tails, and sash.
A great time will be had by all. Please join our Irish ball.
Visit mayorsshamrockball.com for ticket and sponsor details.
See you there.
Do you suffer with numbness, tingling, and burning sensations in your hands or feet? You could have peripheral neuropathy. Hi, I'm Dr. Ryan Lewis, D.C., president of Missouri Pain Treatment Center. Our main focus is the treatment of people with neuropathy. Before they came to see us, most of my patients have spent many years dealing with their neuropathy. Unfortunately, it gets worse. Neuropathy can affect your balance. Neuropathy can make driving become a real issue. Balance problems make it hard to do the things that you really enjoy, like gardening or even walking your dog. You don't have to just accept it. Let me help you turn your life around. With my exclusive NerveFit program, we'll work to alleviate the pressure on your degenerating nerves and ultimately relieve your pain. It's a gentle, 100% non-invasive treatment process that has worked for hundreds of my patients long term, and it can help you too. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
What's better than watching Michael Wacha in last year's postseason?
The kid pitcher shutting out the Dodgers.
Well, how about taking home his bobblehead on April the 11th? If you like that one, you also won't want to miss Jack Buck, Jim Edmonds, or the Secret Weapon Bobblehead Days. Get your tickets through one of our promotional packs or as an individual game. Tickets on sale now. Don't wait. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
Fans, this is Michael Wacha. This season, there's a lot to celebrate when it comes to Cardinal baseball.
Your Cardinals are National League champions for 2013.
We'll start by celebrating the club's 19th National League championship with a pin night on the second home game of the season. Following that, you can take home my bobblehead, NL Champs ring, pennant flag, jersey, and trophy days. There are promotional packs and tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupre was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupre was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now, good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-2804. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver, minted in London, England. They magnificently depict St. Michael's. Playing a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-2804. 1-800-600-2804.
Quality and care that no grocery store floors can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Are you tired and confused? Tired of roofers showing up at your front door and confused about who is actually local and reputable? Then you should call Silfleisch family-owned CJS Roofing at 636-349-5225. They're fully insured. There's always a family member on the job and have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Their personalized service treats you like you really matter, and you pay nothing until the job is complete and you're satisfied. As they say, the proof is in our roof at CJS Roofing. Online at cjsroofing.net.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCA Midwest.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hit the B square.
All right, it's Tuesday, and I hear myself coming back at myself. We're having massive... We're having some massive technical issues, folks. I apologize. We got screens going blank, computers that have just decided all of a sudden to go haywire, so bear with us. It is time for... am I on the air? I guess I'm on the air. Time for the segment with Joe Riverson, because we have sounds that are leaving and going dead, and theme music that's supposed to be that's out there. So bear with us. It's Tuesday, and that's when we talk about the new CDs and the DVDs, and that's all courtesy of ORIC and the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC Home Care Centers. Be sure to stop in, tell them your AM and the PM. They got some great products, and of course, you know they have the great vacuum cleaner, ORIC, but a lot of other good stuff, too. Give it up, if you would, for Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, Joe? Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. It's Tuesday. Give us something good to go look for.
All right, I got a couple of options on this new release Tuesday, starting with the music. There's a band called Yellow Ostrich. They got a brand new record out today. Diamond Bug have a record called Hubba Bubba. Bleeding Rainbow. Bleeding Rainbow have an album called Interrupt, which is available today. The only one really worth anything would be Beck. Beck has a brand new record out today called Morning Phase. I've heard if you're a Beck fan, you might like it. If you're not a Beck fan, I would avoid it like the plague.
I haven't even heard the word or name Beck for years.
Yeah, he's been going through a bit of a struggle. You see, they asked him if he would do the theme song to Mad Men, and at the time he felt he was creatively challenged and he couldn't properly conceptualize what that music would be, and now he's really regretting it, and I hear the new record is basically him just whining and moaning about how depressed he is, which is kind of where Beck's been at the last couple of years of his life. So, if you're a big fan, you might want to give it a shot. I don't really recommend it that much. On the DVD end, not many new options out today, but a couple that are hitting for the first time. Ghost Adventures Season 5, Legit Season 1, The Middle Season 4, and then there's this show. And honestly, I know that I tap into the entertainment world. I know that I'm way into a lot of different things. I have avoided everything associated with this next release. I know nothing about it, and I have done everything I can to never click play on anything where I see these words, so I know nothing about it. But here comes Honey Boo Boo Season 1.
Oh, I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I watched 2 minutes of this thing, and that's it. I'm done.
I got a real Anna Nicole kind of vibe, and I just didn't want to take that road again.
No, it's unbelievably stupid.
Well, there we go. Unbelievably stupid. Here comes Honey Boo Boo Season 1. For the kids, there's a show on the Cartoon Network. My kids absolutely love everything about this show. I've watched it with them, and it is a complete trip. It is called Adventure Time. Season 3 of Adventure Time is available today. A movie that came out in 2009, but has never made its way to a DVD release until today, Mr. Nobody. Now, the reason it's getting a release now is because everyone's talking about Jared Leto and his amazing performance in Dallas Buyers Club. He is the star of this movie called Mr. Nobody. It takes place in the future. He's a 118-year-old man, and he's the last mortal living on Earth, because in the future, we discover how to make ourselves immortal. So he's the last mortal, he's dying, he's on his deathbed, and it's kind of like that movie Big Fish, where he recounts the days that he used to have, and he tells his sad story about living and not being able to continue to live like everybody else. It's a real heavy-handed sci-fi film. This isn't really a Hallmark masterpiece. If you're a sci-fi junkie, this is great for you. But if you're looking for a movie where a guy is recounting his life, you might want to take a look at The Notebook or take a look at, like I said, Big Fish. Because Mr. Nobody, it is dorked out science fiction.
You know what, You know what's funny? That when somebody has a movie, or they're part of a movie that reaches the level Dallas Buyers Club did. What's his name? Jared Leto?
Jared Leto.
Yeah. A guy like that can just go virtually unnoticed, and nobody gives two hoots about the movie. And then all of a sudden, he's in Dallas. And then they start re-releasing stuff, and people actually want to see it. And I think psychologically, they think now that it's better than it was the first time they saw it, because, I don't know, he's up for an Academy Award. It's the same movie. It's the same movie that tanked before. But now, for that reason, they give it a second look, and they even think they like it better. And by the way, I know you saw that movie. That guy, you forget that he's a guy dressed like a woman. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. He's really convincing.
Well, what's crazy is he used to be a big-time heartthrob. Way back in the day on MTV, they had that show with Claire Danes called My So-Called Life. Jared Leto, he was the heartthrob on that show. I mean, he was on... I remember I was in high school, man. Every girl who opened up her locker, you would see pictures of Jared Leto everywhere. And the guy does have it in him. He will escape into a role. He's been in some pretty high-profile films. He was in Fight Club. You would have never known it was him. He was in Panic Room. He was the guy in Panic Room that had the crazy dreadlock look. And he really does know how to absorb himself into a role. But like you said, really, none of his roles have really been all that good. But now that everybody says, ooh, Jared Leto, he's amazing. You're right, people like Forgive the films that didn't really do anything because now he's marketable.
Yeah.
So this has been in the red box for a while, and it's something that people couldn't buy, but now they can because there was that movie called 300, and now the 300 sequel is going to come out. So they want to confuse people and release a movie that you might think has something to do with the movie 300, but it doesn't. It's called The 300 Spartans. And the word Spartans is really small on the cover, so all you're going to see is this guy dressed in like a Roman kind of outfit, like a Roman soldier outfit, and you see the word 300, and you're going to think, oh, this must be the sequel. It's not. It's a knockoff. It's not a spoof movie, but it's a cash grab, so I'm giving you fair warning. Now, speaking of actors who maybe people have forgotten about or never really cared that much about, but suddenly they get the acclaim, they get the nomination, everything's brilliant. The movie that he got the nomination for, Bruce Dern, Nebraska, is available to own today on DVD.
Also, it's a very interesting movie, and it works in black and white. I'm not sure why they thought it should be in black and white, but for some reason, it never bothered me through the whole movie that it was black and white.
Yeah, it's just one of those films where while you're watching it, even everybody says, yeah, this is amazing for a black and white film. They're like, oh my God, you're right. It's a black and white movie.
But you actually sit there, and unless somebody said, you know, you're watching a black and white movie, you'd get so lost in it, you don't even realize it's black and white.
And I think that goes to the writing. I think it goes to the acting. It's a really good movie. I'm not saying that it's the, hey, let's rent this movie and make a really big movie now and get excited, get the popcorn going. But it's a movie that, once it starts, it's really hard to walk away from.
Yeah.
Thor: The Dark World, the brand new Thor movie, is bringing the hammer down to your local DVD outlets. So if you want to, I like the comic book movies as much as the next guy, but I'm just not a big Thor guy. But if you are and you dig it, Thor: The Dark World is out today. A movie that I'm pretty sure, unless you've got an ultimate stereo setup and a giant, huge HD TV, unless you've got a really cool theater room kicking in your house, I don't know if this movie is going to be that good in your home. The movie Gravity is out today on DVD and Blu-ray.
I agree. In fact, I tell you what, I don't think if you don't have 3D, it's not going to be. It is made to be big screen and 3D.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a friend of yours who has an IMAX screen in this house, great, pick it up and go over there. But otherwise, God help you, if you've got a small, old-school TV and you decide to watch this in the kitchen or something, it's going to be the most boring experience of your life.
You know where it'd be good to watch that like Science Center Omnimax where you lie back in the chair and the whole ceiling is the screen? That's where you should watch Gravity.
Yeah, and you should maybe take some Dramamine or something because you might get the motion sickness. If you're watching that in the Omnimax, oh my God.
Yeah.
And last, but not least.
No. We lost all our sound effects.
Yeah.
we've lost about everything. All this stuff's crapping out on us. I
thought I lost my audience for a second.
No, they're there.
They're just small today.
All right. Well, you know, so are the new releases. There's not much out, but there is something to get all the fans of witchcraft and wizardry excited. They've released these movies so many times and in so many different box sets. Hopefully this will be the definitive last reissue. The Harry Potter Hogwarts Blu-ray collection is available today. Now, there were only seven Harry Potter books. They were able to squeeze out eight films. But with only eight films, somehow, this is a 31-disc Blu-ray box set.
Whoa.
So you've got to be a huge Harry Potter fan if you
never
want to pick up this.
Never seen one movie. Tried to watch the first one, and I just didn't.
I think I've seen at least two of them.
And by the way, is there any nastier word than hogwart?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a bad word.
Yeah, it doesn't really put much confidence in the school when you're going through Hogwarts. The real trick to this is, if you've read the books and you've never seen the films, it'll be an easy watch. If you never open the book, and like Frank, when you try to watch the first film, you're just not going to get it. It's going to seem like a dime a dozen kid movie with some special effects. And you know what? That movie came out a long time ago. The special effects do not stand up well in the first two Harry Potter films. I'm just giving you guys a fair warning on that. This 31-disc Blu-ray box set, the Hogwarts Collection, $249.
Wow.
Like I said, you got to be a big-time fan for that one. This will do it for me, but I'll talk to you guys later this week. I am Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Yay, Joe.
Take care, guys. Yay.
Hip to be. I'm doing the music.
Yes.
Hip to be.
You sound just like Huey Lewis.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. All our stuff has just gone up in smoke. We don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, so we're going to have to move down the hall here in the next...
And this equipment was just... It was just out of warranty, I think, 1956.
Yeah.
Man,
it just missed it.
It always happens. Your warranty runs out, and then 50 years later or 60 years later, something happens. It's always the way. Bill Cleveland is on the way. If that phone line works, the mayor may not have his introductory music. Let me take a moment here just to remind you that it's still winter. And if you hang on here, I'll check the forecast for you. I see that, 13 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
15 tomorrow night, 11 Thursday night. Take us back to Mexico. So the heater is still going to get a workout. It's not over. Do you have a heating and cooling company that you really, really trust? Do you have one where you say to yourself, I hope I never, ever have to use another company? If you don't, then you don't have Matheny. But you need Matheny. And you need to have them out one time. Because if you have Matheny Heating and Cooling come out once to your home or business, you'll be the first person I've ever heard of who didn't want them to come again and again and again. And all these years they've been on, I've never had an email. And I get lots of emails from people about advertisers. Never had anybody say, we'll never have them back again. Just the opposite. They never again have to worry who to call. Commercial, residential, any make, any model, any brand, any size. Missouri, in St. Louis County, and almost all of St. Charles County, the great majority except the very, very western portion of St. Charles County. You say, well, there's nothing wrong with my heating and cooling. Well, is it brand new? Because unless it's brand new, you want to make sure you continue to have no problems, and that's called maintenance and having somebody check it out and make sure it's good to go for the rest of this season and the seasons to come. And if you need it replaced because it finally crapped out because they don't last forever, Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a disabled vehicle on eastbound 44 at Highway 270 blocking the left lane. Had one on westbound 70 at Route A. It looks like they've moved that off to the right shoulder. Traffic has thinned out. But we have eastbound 270 stacking up now, approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. On westbound 40, it's heavy between Hampton and McCausland. Eastbound 40, you're going to find slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And they're still doing the road work on westbound 270 near the Canal Bridge. The right lane is down. You're backed up just about to 203. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRB not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo!
I'm doing it.
But But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, St. Louis, this is TJ Oshie. If you're looking for a Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, the dealership with the best selection and lowest prices in St. Louis is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Check out my buddy Johnny Londoff 24/7 at Londoff.com or find him on Facebook.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm terrific. Doing great. Well, over the weekend, I think you even mentioned this yesterday, Frank, CNN fired its evening show host, Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Which came as a total surprise, because who knew Piers Morgan still had a show?
Yeah,
I mean, who really? Who watched it?
No,
cable news insiders say now that the Piers is gone, all 18 viewers are up for grabs. So good luck, Fox and MSNBC. Well, the Olympics, of course, wrapped up on Sunday night, but I don't know, the world's just sort of upside down. I mean, Russia wins more medals than the United States. Vladimir Putin refused to crack a smile about it, and... you know what? Let me start this one over again. This is too good to screw up. It's too good to screw up. Let me try it again.
All right, he's a perfectionist.
The Olympics wrapped up on Sunday night, but you know the world's totally upside down. Russia wins more medals than the United States. Vladimir Putin refused to crack a smile about the wins, and President Obama refused to quit blaming our losses on George Bush.
Oh, boy. See? He straightened it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I hear myself echoing?
What?
No, I'm sorry. It's echoing. Go ahead, Bill.
I said it finally. Jason Collins has become the first openly gay player in the NBA. They say Collins has great ball handling skills, and he's great with the basketball.
Now, that was good.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, we got our audience back.
Hey.
The microphone in the annex is working again. Don't go away. I got a great email from a listener about the snake handling thing we were talking about. Wait till you hear this. Sometimes I hate it when the audience is funnier than we are. And that's the case here. We got a good joke coming up and other stuff. So stick around. In 4 seconds, it'll be 5 o'clock. In fact, it's 5 o'clock right now. The Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.